Hello, everybody. Welcome, welcome. I hope you're doing really, really well today. This is our last clinic call for the Sacred Depth Cycle. Can you believe it? We've gotten to our last clinic call. So let's really make today count. I'm so happy to be here with all of you. And before we jump in, I wanted to mention or make note that it's a really auspicious day today. And I didn't want us to just jump into our clinic call without kind of doing a little inner work. So today is the full moon in Capricorn, and it's also a lunar eclipse. So some of you may buy into some of these astrology things, and if you don't, just look at this as inner work, unattached to the astrology at all. But I think there's juicy stuff in this. So full moons are all about releasing. It's the moment of the month when the moon is full in the sky, and now over the next 2 weeks, the moon is going to release a little bit more every day. And so we can really harness that power. And the moon is in the sign of Capricorn. So it's one of the things that is really valuable to look at right now is the archetype of the devil. So I know that sounds really heavy, but go with me here for a moment. We all, in one way or another, encounter the energy of the devil. The devil archetypally is the thing, the relationship, the entity, you know, that we've kind of sold our souls to. It's the thing that has us in chains. It's the thing that's binding us because we've bought the illusion of it. We've bought into the illusion of it. We've sold our soul to it. Sometimes it can be a relationship. Sometimes it can be an illusion of a dream. For me, even though I've worked on this a lot over the years, where I still have to catch myself, the devil for me, the thing that oftentimes has me in chains, is the promise of fame and success, right? You know, not to say that those are bad things, but sometimes I notice I'm moving into selling my soul for those things, right? And that's when I start to feel cramped. I start to feel like my business owns me instead of me owning my business. That's when I start to feel like I'm in chains in one way or another. And so take a moment right now and just note for yourself, what's the devil for you right now? What is the thing that has you in chains right now? What owns you right now? What have you sold? What illusion have you sold your soul for in one way or another? For some people, it's money. For some people, it's, you know, the image of a big home or, you know, whatever it is, right? Beauty, being thin, you know, it can take so many things, right? So what is the thing that has you in chains? And then next question to think about, what's the impact been you know, this thing that you've metaphorically sold your soul for, what does it cause you to do or not do? What do the chains actually look like for you in your life? For me, that's when I might go into overwork or trying to plan way more things than I can really handle. So the interesting thing about the devil, whatever that thing is that has us in chains, is that usually the chains are pretty loose, like loose enough that we can just take ourselves right out of it. Whatever the devil is for you, it doesn't have you in a tight chain. The reason why it's not a tight chain is because the motivation usually to sell our soul comes from fear or shame or guilt. Fear or shame or guilt. And with any one or more than one of those three ingredients present, we just choose to stay in the chains, right? Instead of just taking them off. So identify for yourself why you're in the chain of whatever the devil is for you. Is it fear or shame or guilt? And about what? Guilt about what? Or shame about what? Or fear about what? You know, without judging yourself, what is it for you? And then finally, whatever's come through for you, as I said earlier, full moon is a wonderful time for releasing. So based on all that's come through for you so far in these questions, what is something that you would like to commit to releasing or starting to release or continuing to release on this auspicious day of the full moon? And write that down for yourself. Okay, beautiful. And so if you have time later today, you can do a little ritual for yourself around whatever it is that you want to release and let go. You can write it on a piece of paper, rip it up, burn it, throw it down the toilet, whatever is going to make it meaningful for you. Or maybe just the work that we did is just enough to make it meaningful for you. All right. So with that, before we move into our clinic call, I want to remind you that next week, Thursday, July 25th, from 11 to 4 p.m. Eastern, we've got a skills workshop. We're going to be looking at visualizations. I'm really excited for that call. It's going to be a call along with another program. Coaching program that I lead. So I'm going to be sharing some new and some cool skills around visualizations next week. And we're going to be doing a lot of practice, too. So we'll be dividing into groups and practicing and all that. It's going to be a really fun and awesome day. So excited for that. Okay, so all that being said, let me get us into the right mode here. How can I help you on our clinic call today? What is it that you need? Any questions that you have for me around clients, client cases, enrollments? What do you need from me today? Kelsey.
Hi, Joanna.
Hi.
So I have two questions. I kind of know the answer to the second one, so I'll ask that second. I think I do. I have a client. It's actually an interesting kind of client because she started as an acupuncture client, and then we were talking about EFT, and then she's like, oh, I want to do an EFT session with you. And so we just booked a Zoom one-on-one EFT session, and then she just kept booking. So she's not like a formal client that I did a whole enrollment with. She's not like in my whole formal six-month program, but she keeps booking sessions, and we keep having these sessions. Well, in our session yesterday, something came up about her wanting more friends and, you know, this lack of connection. We did some Enneagram work. Then, she texted me later and was like, I wish I had met you in another stage or another way, because I want to be your friend. If I had met you another way, I would want to be your friend. And I feel I really like you. You're so awesome. And she's like, but this is what I do. I always try to befriend unattainable people. I always wanted to be friends with the teachers and the whatever. And so I mean, I get what's happening. You know, anyway, what would you do?
Yeah, it's such a good question. It can come up for sure. So I promise I will eventually answer the question, but I want to ask you first, like, what would you do?
Well, the first thing that I did, because it was a text, and that's the other thing, she's kind of texting me, mm-hmm. I felt like I needed to say something back right away. And so I kind of went to like, well, and then in this text, she's also like, you know, calling herself lame and I'm lame and da da da. And so I just said, lots to unpack. It's not lame at all. I'm always happy to listen. Lots to unpack here, but mostly interesting to note that experience of wanting to befriend, and I put quotes, unattainable people, which I am not, by the way. How does that leave you feeling about yourself? And then what? We'll email you now with the rest of the homework and the book recommendation. So I sort of, then she texted back and got to what I was trying to get her to see, is that it makes her feel rejected. She ends up creating this pattern where she feels rejected.
Yeah.
And so I sort of like that, you know, next time I coach her, we'll talk about that, but yeah. I'm certainly not going to be like, yeah, and I want to go be your friend. I want to like talk about it as a pattern. Like, well, then you have these feelings of being rejected and like, you can't make friends. And then it makes you not want to try to be friends with people that you can be friends with. I mean, I guess I want to talk about rewiring the thought pattern around it more than, I don't know.
Yeah. So yes to all of that. You know, in terms of the, you know, we can call it like the more clinical coaching, you know, strategy. Yes to all of that. Like that's what she needs to see the patterns and all of that. And the rewiring and the setup, you know, you're all on the right track with that. That being said, I do think from a just, you know, human being relationship standpoint, you need to give her some context around friendships with clients. Well, I shouldn't say you need, but I think I probably would, and I might do this part I might do over email before the next session, and, you know, I might say, you know, I'm really looking forward to our next session. I think we over text, we uncovered something really important for you, and I really want to look deeper at the patterning of the blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
You know, I did just want to let you know that it's so normal for my clients to want to be friends with me, and that's because I only work with people that I enjoy thoroughly, that have shared values, and that I really enjoy spending time with. I wouldn't be devoting that session time to you unless I deeply and truly just, you know, liked you and enjoyed you. So I want you to know that what you're feeling is normal, and it's a normal outcropping of working with a practitioner that you're really aligned with. You know, of course, I don't become friends in that traditional sense with clients, because then it makes it hard for me to continue to support you. But I'm so glad that we have this synergy and this shared admiration for each other. And I'm just so looking forward to looking at the deeper patterning with you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the only thing I would be slightly worried about as you say that is that she'd be like, well, I don't need to work with you. I'd rather be your friend.
Yeah. So probably that would not happen, but if it
you
did,
think, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
But let's say it did, then you can say, like, I, we need to look at this patterning first. Number one, we need to look at this patterning first, because of course this would be the exact moment where you'd go into resistance and take yourself out of this incredibly important process that we're in.
Right. Okay, good.
And then, you know, what I'd say from there is when you have, like, the session to session, it can add a little bit more to this, right, as opposed to the container and the work. And I also find that texting, like, there are very few clients that I will text with. And the only reason that I do text is if they're running late. Like, it's a very transactional.
Right.
Because when you start texting in the way that you are texting with her, it does leak the container a little bit.
Yeah. I agree completely. Yeah.
You know, and I mean, I might be building myself up here, but I think that probably many of my clients want to be my friend too. And I want to be there, you know, I would want to be their friends under different circumstances, but I think it doesn't really come up because of the container. Like, when you're holding the tighter container, it's not going to come up that way.
Yes. Oh, the tighter container is like my nemesis. Yes.
You've been making progress on it. You know,
I have
over this last year. You really have, and I think that this is coming up now because you're ready for the next level of it.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. And I have a second question, but I don't want to ask too if someone else is waiting.
Nobody else has their hand raised right now, so go right ahead.
Okay, so this is, like, almost embarrassing. I mean, it is embarrassing, but I had a client, and we had a good, tight container. She did a 6-month program with me, and then she re-signed. And what I did do both on the first, and I also said I could do on the second, because she became a coaching and acupuncture client, and she's a lawyer, and she was leaving her job, and she was traveling, and I was like, you know, traditionally this is a 6-month program, but if it takes you another month or so to complete the sessions, that's fine with me. Mm-hmm. And then she paid mostly for the second program. And I think I had like $550 left on the last bit of the program, which was my bad for not sort of charging her more timely and more upfront and whatever. But she'd been working with me for a year and I trust her or whatever. Then part of what I was coaching her on was leaving her job and whatever. So she, and the whole 6 months of the second thing had transpired, and she comes in for a acupuncture session, and basically says at the end of it, I'm just going to forfeit the rest of my sessions. I don't need them. And I was like, okay. And I like tried to explain like, okay, but the program fee was for the 6 months and we've already, you know, done the 6 months. So I was sort of extending to let you use those last sessions, but basically they're not free, right? Like it's not like for the last $550, she doesn't want her last three sessions, right? Is basically right. what she was saying. But she already, like in the month of April, emailed and texted and did a lot of using my counsel without coming in for a session. Again, container mm-hmm. and my own boundary issue.
Mm-hmm.
So I just thought I was stunned and I kind of didn't know what to say. And I was like, okay. And she walked out the door. And it was so weird. And now it's been almost a month. Actually, it's been a month. And I feel like it's done. I mean, it's obviously done. I'm not going to, like, charge her or whatever. It's over. But I wonder what is the appropriate, like, I worked with her for a year. And she just, like, that was our last session. She just walked out. Bye. I don't need the rest. And, like, closed the door behind her. I was like, oh, my God. I was, first of all, so hurt because obviously right. it made me feel like nothing that we had done over the past year plus had mattered. And $550 when she makes in the 250 to 2300 range, thousand a year. I was like, okay, like it was so hurtful, but I want to come forward now. I don't know if it's an apology or if like a closure. I don't really want to have another session with her, but I want to know what do I do to kind of close the container better?
Yeah. Yes. So first of all, I understand the stunned and the being hurt. It, it sounds like it came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
And so I just really want to, you know, honor the pain in that,
yeah.
that
yeah,
I'm
horrible.
Putting myself in that position. I mean, my heart would be broken and I would have a stomach, you know, like a pit
oh.
in my stomach. And I mean, I would probably go to just catastrophic places in my mind. So I just want to say I really get it and I really sympathize. And at the same time, whatever she did had nothing to do with you.
Yes, I did get there eventually.
Yeah. And if you can get there more in the moment, then it would have allowed you to have the wherewithal to say, oh, you know, okay, I hear you. I want you to let you know I'm shocked, right? I'm actually stunned right now.
Yeah.
This feels like it's coming out of nowhere. Can you share a little bit more with me what's going on with you, for you?
Yeah.
So that's actually, if you would like to, and by the way, you like, this isn't a situation where it's like, oh, you really need to go back and have closure. You know, if you feel you don't have closure and you need closure, go back and reengage. But if you feel like you could move on and be okay, you don't have to reopen this. You know, only if you want to, I guess is what I'm saying. And you'll know if it's aligned for you or not. But if you did want to, you know, I would send her an email and I would say, you know, I know it's been a month since we last connected. I'm sorry I didn't send this note sooner. The truth is I was just so surprised, you know, when you ended the engagement, and it took me a couple of weeks to, you know, to kind of respond to it. So my apologies for that. You know, if you're willing, I'd love to hop on the phone and just hear a little bit more about what was going on for you. I was really surprised. It felt like it came out of nowhere for me, and I would love to bring us to closure.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's
and
really
if you do that, Kelsey, then what's really important is to know that it's not about you, it's about her, right? So if she doesn't respond, it's not about you, it's about her. If she responds and she's like, I don't want to get on the phone with you, it's not about you, it's about her. If she responds and she gets on the phone and she's like, I just, you know, I wasn't getting what I need. Well, that might, maybe that has to do with how you were showing up, but don't make it all about you. Ask questions to find out what was going on and really approach with an equal playing field and respect and love for the both of you.
Okay.
And then, I have one other thing I want to say, but let's pause there for a moment. So tell me how that's feeling and what you're hearing that's important for you in this.
It's so validating just to hear like how crushed you would be. Cause I was really like, I'm not a crier. She left the office and I like cried.
Of course. It's almost like an attack, right? It feels like energetically like a stab or a punch or something.
Yeah. It was like, I was so stunned. So, and it really did take me kind of a month to realize like, okay, well, no, it didn't take me a month to realize this is totally about her. I was able to get myself kind of out of it relatively quickly, in part actually because of a call that we had where it was about your family patterns and your family systems and the way you treat your coach is the what's like, I was like, oh, this makes so much sense. Just what I know about her and how she's left, even how she left her last job or whatever. So I was able to really see like, this is her pattern. That was really helpful. And then from what you just said was, you know, really to just send this email and offer that if you want to hop on the phone, that I'd be happy to do it. I don't know. She probably will, actually. I kind of know what was going on with her because what she said was that she didn't have the extra money to spend right now because she did just leave her job and she's worried about money and she's worried about her job and whatever. But it probably had also something to do with that. I don't know. Endings for her. So I think what I'm hearing is a really nice email, but not like overly nice, like I'm so sorry or whatever.
Right.
Just, like,
you don't have
to
overly apologize for anything. That's being over responsibility.
Yeah. Just, that I'm sorry it took me so long to send this and I was surprised. And if you're willing, I'd love to hop on the phone and hear more about what was going on for you in that moment. Right. Mm-hmm. And maybe something around, you know, getting feedback on the coaching, but really just, I would love to bring us to closure, to a better closure.
Yeah, I wouldn't ask about feedback on the coaching.
Okay.
I would say, I know that you said that you didn't have the money, you know, which I understand, but I sense that there's something more going on for you there. You know, what was going on for you? And you can say, like, you know, endings can be hard, right? Like, you can create awareness if there are things that you feel she's not seeing. You know, but I wouldn't, like, give an open invitation on feedback.
Okay.
You could ask, is there anything that you didn't receive that you had wanted to?
Yeah. Okay, that's a good one.
But see if that's even warranted.
Yeah.
You know, based on how the rest of the conversation goes.
Yeah.
There's something else I wanted to tell you. Oh, back to containers. Can you make yourself some container promises and let me know what they are?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh my
and
God,
and maybe
the
it's
worst.
Time to look at your billing system also. Mm-hmm. That's part of the container. I think this is a good little message from the universe that you probably need an upgrade in however you're billing.
Yeah, I definitely do. 100% I do. And I'm booking a session with you, by the way. I have an email ready to send back to you about what we were talking about before. So I'll get a session in quickly under the Sacred Depths thing, and then we can talk about some of the stuff.
Okay, perfect.
Because I don't want to use the rest of the clinical for my private things, but I really appreciate it. So my container promises are, one, that I'm going to look at my billing system and figure out how to upgrade that. And, this session-by-session thing that just keeps kind of biting me, and then the texting thing.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Yeah, the texting really making it clear that it's for transactional, for, you know, reschedules or, you know, things I need to know right away, and otherwise email.
Yes. Good.
Okay.
Okay, keep me posted.
Is that enough promises? Is
yeah,
there anything
for
else
now.
You
there,
sort of
there,
calling
there's
for you?
more, there's going to be more along the way, but you know, for now, I think those are perfect and great.
Okay.
And exactly what's needed.
Okay.
Good.
Okay, thanks.
You're welcome. All right. Who is this? Your name isn't coming up. 0684.
Hi, Joanna. This is Nicole.
Hi, Nicole. I wasn't expecting to hear from you. I know you're in a log cabin somewhere.
I know. I'm in Denmark right now on holiday, but I didn't want to miss this, so
okay.
I'm here.
Okay.
And and I, first of all, I'd like to say thank you to Kelsey, because she had some very important questions, and I totally recognized what she was telling. So it was so valuable. Thanks for sharing, Kelsey, because we all recognize this, I think. So it was very valuable to hear.
Okay, I'm so glad. Yeah, that's why these calls are so, it's we can hear each other, right? It's so important. Good.
Yeah. I have a very practical question, and it's also relating to, well, I'm now here on holiday in Denmark, and I can call in. I'm kind of a little bit of digital nomad, and it's also related to a belief I had that I cannot travel and run a company at the same time and do one-on-one coaching. Well, I changed it over the past few years. When I was in Charlotte, I was able to help my clients through email and Skype. And there is a thing that I have a strong desire to travel more this and next year. Mm-hmm. Actually, I call this my freedom year.
Mm-hmm.
I won't stop with my company. I will continue this. But my question is this something I tell my clients in an enrollment conversation, that I'm not always available all the time? And normally, I'm very, very available. They can email me all the time. This is part of the container. But now, because maybe in December, I will travel to New Zealand, I will have to do some other traveling. Is it something you tell in an enrollment conversation?
I don't. So I don't, unfortunately, with young children, I don't travel a lot, but I do take a lot of time off.
Mm-hmm.
I work about 30, somewhere between 30 and 32 weeks out of the year.
Okay.
And I have clients that sign up, you know, for let's say 12 months together, right?
Okay.
And so in the enrollment conversation, you know, I mention I'm there for, you know, so long as it's a week that I'm working, I'm there for you. And the truth is I don't take fully off those other 20 weeks. There's some that I'm off, and then some that I'm off, but I can answer some email and, you know, this and that, right? So I really don't mention it much in the enrollment conversation, because by the time it's done, it's probably 8 weeks total out of the year that I'm just off of email, like completely incommunicado for a full week, right?
Okay.
But what we do is anytime I'm either incommunicado for a whole week, anytime that it's just going to be a full week that or more that I won't be answering emails or, you know, Facebook or, you know, anything like that, Talia, my client care coordinator, will send out an email to all of my clients about 7 days in advance.
Mm-hmm.
And she'll say, you know, Joanna's going to be out of the office from this day to this day. You know, if it's a retreat, she'll say she'll be leading a retreat. If it's for personal, she'll say she's, you know, taking time off and away from the office. She highly encourages that you make sure you have times that you fully unplug as well.
Okay.
She won't be answering emails during that time, but she'll be thinking about you and holding the energy with you and can't wait to reconnect when she returns.
Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So
that
we give people a little advance notice. And then, of course, if I'm working with a client and they're working on a launch and I know I'm going to be out for, you know, a week and a half during, well, I'll tell them as soon as I realize, oh, your launch is happening this time. We're going to have to work around. If you, you know, you need me during this time, we'll have to work around it, right? But I don't think you need, unless you're really incommunicado a lot of the time, I don't think you need to mention it.
No.
You know, and you can also have in your welcome packet, you know, something that says, you know, freedom is one of my values and commitments. I travel a lot most of the time. When I travel, I'm fully there for you. I check my email, but there, it's a 48-hour turnaround time or 72 or, you know, whatever it is. That's totally feasible. You know, just because as coaches, we're on retainer, going back to how I started this call with, you know, the chains and the devil, we can't make the client work, the devil, right, that we're constantly in around.
Do you have any creative, when you're saying this, I'm already, they're popping up some creative ideas because I'm now thinking about a structure. For instance, well, let's say the Mondays I will answer emails while traveling. So I don't, normally I'm available every day during work weeks, not in the weekends. But what, for instance, when I'm 4 weeks in New Zealand, what I can do is, beforehand, I can, well, search for the dates I'm available with internet so I can email them. So I can also think of a structure, and I can offer them the structure. Yeah, this is popping up right now while you're telling me this. Do you have any more creative ideas on how to be available when traveling? The structure is one of my... it's popping up right now.
There's a couple of pieces. First of all, I hope that there are some times that you're traveling where you're not available, because you can't be available every week of the year, right? So it's really important to have the unplug time. So after you've determined, you know, what are the weeks that are your full unplug time, then from there, you know, when you travel, what will allow you to retain that feeling of freedom that you want, which is why you're traveling, right? While still showing up for your clients.
I think, well, these 2 weeks on holiday, I'm not available for my clients. I'm available for these clinic calls because my choice. So that, because that feels free as well, it feeds me. It's like nutrition for the for the mind. And for my whole being. So, but I'm not available for clients right now. Although I post some holiday pictures on Instagram, but not too much. But they and they know it beforehand, because I always tell them in July and December I will unplug and I won't answer your emails. And my assistant, my virtual assistant, is ready to help people with some practical questions. But when there are emails through my website, but I'm not available for clients, so and that feels really free. But when I was in the States in March for the retreat in Charlotte, it felt completely free to answer some emails only in the morning, and then the rest of the day I was focused, and I every day I spent 1 hour emailing to clients, and I really valued that, and it didn't feel as work or anything like that.
So I would maybe keep that as a structure when you're traveling. You know, you've got 1 hour in the morning, and honestly, you don't need to tell your client. You can if you want to, but about that, you don't need to, because you're checking every day. And even if you have more than an hour's worth of email, let's say one of the days, I hope you're not promising, you know, 24-hour turnaround. You know, so if it takes an extra day, it's fine, right? So if you want to let them know you're traveling, go ahead and do so. But I don't think it's you have a responsibility to do so. I think you can still fully show up in ways that are appropriate. You know, without letting them know.
Yeah, in the welcome package, I always write that I travel, and they know it because they most of the time, this is one of the things that attracts them to me. I think,
yeah,
sometimes
they want that kind of lifestyle for sure.
Yeah, so I, in the welcome package, I tell them I travel and that when I travel, I'm not always available. And when I'm traveling, and I know beforehand, and I will tell them how it works. But in the welcome package, I already say I'm traveling, and normally I answer all the emails within 2 days. So that's how I work.
Yeah.
That's it. Yeah. Is that a tight thing? Is that a good container?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's great, and that way you can really have your freedom.
Yeah.
That you're wanting.
Yeah. So, I think
yeah.
so.
Yeah, and it, I have learned over the years, when you are taking that longer time off, to just let people know in advance so that they don't feel like you just kind of disappeared last minute. They have time to ask any questions that they might need before you go, you know, all of that.
Yeah, I think so. Well, then I think there's some kind of belief of responsibility and being available, but I think the thing I have to discover for myself is to unplug. It's not only to unplug during traveling, but also unplug on other moments. I think that's one of my insights right now. So unplug more when I'm at home as well. So I'm working on that.
Oh, my gosh. I'm working on that, too. Not always so easy.
Then let's shake hands. Thank
good
you.
One. Enjoy your time away. It's great to hear.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Who else? Star 2, what can I help you with today? What do you need? What have you got going on? Anyone have any other questions for me? Anything I can help you with? Star 2. All right. Well, then I guess we're complete for today. Great questions. I hope it was helpful. And I'll see you all tomorrow for our regular Sacred Depths call, Journaling as a Coaching Tool. It's one of my favorites. Can't wait for it. Sending you all a big hug, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye.
The moderator has left the conference.